This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 2nd of November 2025. I'm Bob VK6POP back on the bicycle for hopefully a very short time while we're finding a replacement producer. Clinton has resigned and I thank him for the time he has put into News West. There's not a lot of content today, in fact it's very light on. So come on clubs, shake your tail feathers and support your local news service. Of course, having to step in at such a short notice, there won't be much content anyway. I don't know where to start to include Ono's Foundations podcast. If Ono would care to contact me with details, I'd be happy to make sure it's included in future News West productions. But anyway, let's get on with the news.
G'day from WARG. Yep, WARG news for this Sunday. Beginning WARG News is a reminder that the technical and general net will commence at 10:30 a.m. this morning, Perth local time, on 146.750 and the linked All-Star hubs here in Perth and WA. The next meeting of WARG will be tomorrow night. It's same bat time, same bat channel. Yes, doors will open 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start at First Pelican Point, Sea Scout Hall, number 12, Australia 2 Drive in Crawley, all the way down the end past that infamous shrubbery and sharp left into the car park. Hope to see you there tomorrow night. There will be, as always, tea, coffee and refreshments available, and every opportunity both before and after the meeting to have a bit of social time with your fellow amateur operators. Lots to discuss, as always. We've got the update on the 23-centimetre repeater and a update on VK6 RLM. Plenty of things. Looking forward to a Christmas party in the end of the year, which isn't that far away, is it? So, yes, it's all go for WARG. Weissen news. Let's take a wind back just quickly. JOTA was a wonderful event that happened 2 weeks ago, and Weissen were at First Midland. It was a great Saturday event. We packed up 9 p.m. Everyone involved said it was wonderful, and we're looking forward to next year. Last weekend was an activation, a POTA activation on Harrison Island, and we had around 10 people around. There were 3 HF POTA setups on the island, and fun was had by all. We'll be looking forward to telling you more of what other activations are coming up just as soon as we've decided on them. This has been Mark, VK6X-Ray Lima Zulu, for both WARG and Weissen. And with that, I'll say 7-3s for this week. See you tomorrow night.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
Hi, I'm Bob, VK6POP. Again, the RASA team is almost ready to publish the November edition of QTC magazine, and this month it's a bumper edition. That means there's lots in it. Publication is due by next weekend. There's a report on this year's VK9NT, the expedition to Norfolk Island, with lots of luscious photos. Gee, Norfolk Island is a very photogenic place. Oh yes, and there's also plenty of story about the radio stuff that they did too. The free DV evaluation that we announced a couple of months ago is completed, and the story appears in the November QTC. Here's a snippet of what free DV sounds like on HF.
Yeah, VK3. TBS, VK3 for Partango. G'day, Ben. Excellent copy. No problem whatsoever. I didn't look at the screen, but...
The Popular Foundation Level Study Guide, version 3, was published this week. The Foundation Level Study Guide is RASA's free online tutorial magazine for people aiming to obtain their foundation qualification. In QTC, we also talk about the ACMA's recent announcement of the 5-year outlook that takes us through to 2030. There's lots more in QTC that will teach, inform or entertain you. QTC is free and available at the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org. Oh, and to remind you, you don't need to be a member of anything. to receive QTC Magazine. So keep an eye or an ear out on emails and the socials for announcement of QTC's publishing.
Good morning, I'm Roy, VK6XOV Victor, with this week's helpline for the 2nd of November 2025. Today we have for you the following: an ICOM India Charlie 400 Pro, 15 watt, 70 centimeter, 20 channel plus 439.75 repeater, $50. There's also a Maxon Papa Mike 100, 4 channel, 20 watt, 70 centimeter voice repeater with 439.8. and 434.8 megahertz already programmed. That's a 5 meg offset. $30 for that. I also have a ZETAGI, not too sure how you say it, Hotel Papa 12-S 13.8 volt variable power supply. $30 for that. There's also two Bofang handheld transceivers, UHF and plus power supply, $40. There's also a GME Tango X-Ray 3420 UHF Charlie Bravo CB transceiver, $30. There's an ICOM IC400 Pro transceiver, $50. Did I say that one already? Probably. And you can contact Keith, VK6 Papa Tango, for any of those illustrious items. His phone number 0473-617-868. Again, at 0473-617-868. As for Keith, VK6 Papa Tango. And I believe Gus is still looking for a Palstar type Alpha Tango 1 Kilo Papa antenna tuning unit. Must be in good condition. And let him know if you can help him with that. It's a Palstar antenna tuning unit, Alpha Tango 1 Kilo Papa. And you may contact Gus, VK6, Whiskey Bravo, telephone number 0407-030-592, at 0407-030-592, or his email, victorkilo6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com, VK6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com. And that, my friends, is a lot for today. If you have any items for next week, or anything you may inquire about, please contact me, vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com is the email address. And 7-3 from me, and goodbye from him.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
You can hear News West in many different ways, on air, or download it yourself from vk6.net. And on the same website, locate the broadcast schedule so you can find out which of the many frequencies and times it's available for listening in WA. And that's your blooming short lot for this week. Please send your material for inclusion in News West as an attachment to the same email address, newswest@vk6.net. You don't need to send it to anybody else. That's newswest@vk6.net. A big thanks to Roy and Mark for your regular input to News West. Meanwhile, I put on my recruiting hat and see what falls out of the tree. Are you interested in producing or co-producing News West? Give us a shout-out email to newswest@vk6.net and we'll see what we can do. Because I won't be doing it for the rest of my life, probably not even the rest of the month. 7-3 from everyone here at News West.